AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israel and Hamas are exchanging fire again after a week-long ceasefire. Health authorities in Gaza report dozens of Palestinians killed in airstrikes on the territory. Israel also dropped leaflets urging civilians to flee to avoid the fighting. Militants in Gaza resumed barrages of rockets into Israel, which also exchanged fire with Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. In other news, the House has expelled Republican Congressman George Santos of New York. Ed Donahue has details.
The votes were there for expulsion.
The yeas are 311. The nays are 114.
Santos is facing a 23-count federal indictment. House Ethics Committee investigators say they found overwhelming evidence Santos had broken the law and exploited his public position for his own profit. Back in Santos's district in Queens is Kia Lazar.
I'm really happy that this happened. They did an amazing job. Good job, Congress. You finally did something right.
Santos faces trial next year in New York. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court, has died at the age of 93. Saka Magani has more.
Sonia Sotomayor was 2 years out of law school. There were no female Supreme Court justices.
There were bets being taken whether it would happen in our lifetime or not.
O'Connor remembered the day she was nominated.
I wasn't sure what I ought to do.
Saying it's all right to be the first female justice, she just didn't want to be the last. And she wasn't. Ruth Bader Ginsburg served with her and then with Sotomayor and Elena Kagan. Amy Coney Barrett joined the court after Ginsburg's death. I'm Sagar Meghani.
And a federal inmate has been charged with attempted murder in the stabbing of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer convicted of murdering George Floyd. This is AP News. A new month continues on the rise. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks gained ground on Wall Street as the market comes off its best month in more than a year. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% Friday, marking its fifth straight week of gains. The Dow rose 294 points. That's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.6%. In company news, Ulta Beauty soared 10.8% after reporting better-than-expected results for its latest quarter and raising its forecast. Investors entered December on track to close out the year with solid gains. The S&P 500 is up more than 19%. The Nasdaq Composite is up 36% so far in 2023. Investors are increasingly expecting that the Federal Reserve may cut interest rates as soon as early next year. Treasury yields fell. Crude oil prices also fell. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thanks, Seth. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.